Welcome to Socially Drinking, you guys. It's been a while. It's your girl, Maggie. My guy. Magster. And of course, I'm with my wonderful co-host. My co-core, I mean, like what? Miss Samantha Cobes, what's shaking?
You know, I look awful today, which is fine because this is a podcast and you can't see me, but I also sound awful, so woohoo! I sound like the Crypt Keeper's daughter.
We've been sick, both of us. And so, hence our little lapse in talking, but aren't you in for a treat, everyone? Bet you missed us so much. I got so many messages, both of us, just saying, where have you guys been?
We miss you. We're overwhelming.
I mean, every celebrity has been texting me.
They're Chrissy like, Teigen.
Yeah.
Especially every day with that bitch. Every hour. I just can't keep up.
She sent some chicken noodle soup via, you know, private jet.
You're lucky you got chicken noodle soup because I just got a recipe for chicken noodle soup from her cookbook. So, gotta see her the favorite.
Shouts out, Chrissy. We love you. Text me. Thanks.
And quit texting me, okay?
Too much.
So, before we jump into how our holiday season has been thus far, let's play a drinking game.
Okay.
I think Maggie may have invented this one.
Yeah, I don't.
For the sole purpose of making me lose. So, Maggie, why don't you go ahead and explain the rules?
Okay, so we're gonna stare deep into each other's blue eyes, just swim in it, and we're gonna just say random shit to each other. We haven't thought of anything until one of us laughs, and if you laugh, you gotta finish your drink. Too sweet.
Thank God I'm wearing glasses. It's like a shield.
They're not fucking sunglasses.
Whatever, we're off to a great start. We're both laughing hysterically. Maggie, okay. Hold on, give me...
I know, I was gonna say...
And then why don't you start?
Well, look me in the eyes then.
I can't. Okay, let's... Kay. Can we nix the look in the eyes rule?
No!
Okay. Okay. Hold on.
Banana hammock.
Uncircumcised eggplant.
You can't laugh at your own!
Why not? That was so funny!
Okay, does it count if you laugh at your own thing?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm drinking.
Okay. We'll give you a slide on that one. You don't have to...
Okay.
All right. Coochie mama.
Shaved poodle.
Love sack.
Bald Hobson.
Tutti Frutti.
What is that voice? Also, you're laughing. Just because you're not laughing out loud, that doesn't...
Okay. Okay. Did we both lose?
Yes.
Are we done?
We both lost. No.
Maybe
we
this isn't a good game.
We have to go again.
Okay.
It's until we laugh out loud so that the listeners can hear us lose. Pink umbrella at midnight.
I dream of peony.
Okay.
Yes!
How long have you been waiting to use that one?
I looked at your sparkly deers over there, and for some reason, they just inspired me. I Dream of Peony. That's what got her.
Mm-hmm. So it's funny, because I used to watch I Dream of Jeannie reruns every single day after school with my grandma by.
Love it.
We would watch Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, and Golden Girls. And this all comes full circle because for Christmas, my brother got me a t-shirt with the Golden Girls on them, and it just says, Stay Golden.
Good job, Matthew. You're killing it.
He did kill it.
He got you.
The best gift ever. Mm-hmm. He got me a pair of socks with my dog Hobson's face printed all over them.
That is so thoughtful. That probably took a little while to customize.
It did. He told me because he had to go through all my social media to find the perfect portrait of this angel.
I want the socks so bad.
Okay, so Maggie, tell me about your holiday week thus far.
Well, I have been a sick man for like 3 weeks, and I got a rash all over my face. Red, pink, disgusting rash. And whenever I'm sick, I get all like depressed, like, I'm gonna feel this way forever. I'm never gonna be better. And I'm just like, the world is like, I might as well fucking die right now. So I went in to the doctor, I had a sinus infection, ear infection, a cold, and the starts of a chest infection. So if we were in the covered wagon days, I'd be a goner.
You, like, basically just died from dysentery.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, it was just a low-key holiday. It was super fun. And just hanging out with family and shit like that. But what about you?
I had a low-key holiday as well. Got lots of presents. Gave lots of presents. My presents were fucking bomb. Not meaning to brag or anything. Aside from Grandma Vi.
What'd she do?
So, I feel like I should preface this with what she did a week prior.
Yeah, definitely.
I went over to her house because in Utah there's a thing called an inversion, which basically all the pollution just seeps into the valley and you get to sniff it all day. It's great. It's best part about living here. For sure, number one.
We've had worse air than China some days, so there you go.
Yep, it's grayer than all the 50 other shades of gray. So I went over to her house to get my birthday present and have lunch with her, and it started out great. She was feeling great, doing great, whatever. Yep, and then it turned sour real quick. She yelled at Papa Bob for not knowing a spot that she also couldn't remember. She was like, you remember! I know you remember! You know it! I know you know it!
He's like, that was great. I'm sorry, if I did, I would tell you.
She got in a fight with me because she said that my parents should start a dance hall in their barn. And long story short, I said it wasn't a good idea, and she thought it was a really good idea, and if she had the money, she would start her own dance hall and build her own barn. And I said, okay, yeah, you should. Like, I personally wouldn't invest money in that, but whatever. And she goes, I'm not asking you to invest money in it. It would be my money. Yeah, she's a real gem.
This is a hypothetical dance hall we're fighting.
Completely hypothetical. I don't think dance halls even exist, except for Don't Tell Grandma Vi That, because apparently they still do in Cody, Wyoming. So, shouts out to you. So she can be a real gem sometimes, and sometimes she can be the different kind of gem that no one really wants. On Christmas, I walked in at the tail end of a conversation in which she said, but it was a pretty good experience because at least the waitress didn't ask me to leave her a tip. And I had just sat down and was like, oh, do waiters normally ask that of you? I've never had a waiter ask me, so where's my tip? Ever. Just a completely innocent question. And she goes, well, Samantha, you have not been all the places that I have been, okay? You don't know it all. Stop acting like you know everything. Because, yes, some waiters do ask you for tips. And when they do that, I don't tip. In fact, I just don't tip. And I got confused. And I was like, wait, you don't tip, like, ever? And she was like, not if they ask for it. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. I probably wouldn't tip either if someone was like, where's my goddamn tip, you know? And she was like, you don't know everything. Why are you doing this? Blah, blah, blah. And so I go, oh, okay, you are 100% right. I have not been to all of the places that you have been. I apologize that you thought I was arguing with you. I had just never heard of someone asking that. And she goes, just drop it. Why are we still talking about it? Just drop it. And at that point, I could not keep my cool. And keep in mind, this is a completely abridged version of the story. It was drugged out for a lot longer. And so I finally go, it was fucking dropped. I was trying to apologize for the misunderstanding, but have a nice day. So then I went to my room, aka my parents' spare room, grabbed my wallet and my phone, stormed down, was like, I have a last minute errand to run at 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve, obviously. So I got in my car and drove off, and I came all the way back home, redid my makeup, and went all the way back.
And then everything was cool when you went back. It was fine.
We just didn't really speak or talk to each other. Okay. Or look at each other or anything. And then I gave her her Christmas present, and she was way less excited. Well, she...
Okay.
She showed way less excitement. Mm-hmm. But on the inside, I know she was very excited.
She was melting inside.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't melt over two Elvis mugs? Like, seriously.
I mean...
He's the queen. Or queen... King of rock, whatever. Maybe he was a queen. Who are we to judge?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Elvis did in his spare time.
I didn't know him.
I don't care. The dance hall.
At the dance hall.
At the dance hall.
Jesus fucking Christ. Do you think Elvis had a dance hall that he frequented in a barn?
I'm
going to probably. No.
He was probably swinging girls around and...
In a barn?
Gyrating. So, I heard you had a little elevator mishap.
Oh my god, yes. So, we were supposed to record an episode a couple weeks ago, but we didn't because you got sick, and then immediately after I got sick, and then with the holidays and all this stuff, we just didn't have time. Oh my god, it was almost 2 months ago now.
So weird.
A month and a half ago, maybe. Yeah. I was in Minneapolis. And I chose to not go to breakfast with the other people I was there with because who the fuck cares about breakfast? And so I get in the elevator and I had a pretty gnarly wedgie. Not gonna lie. And I was alone in this elevator. So I pick my wedgie. Pretty aggressively. Like, it wasn't subtle. I fix, like, my tights and my dress and stuff, and then I'm standing there while the elevator goes, and I look up, and there's just, like, four giant cameras in every corner of this elevator. And so I just looked into one, and I, like, gave him the finger gun. You're welcome, like, a little wink. It's not like I got naked, but it was very aggressive. I was down my pants.
Stick your hand down there and, like,
in a big
fix everything.
Way. Yeah.
Everything back in its place.
But yeah. I'm sure if that brightened those elevator security camera watchers' little days, I am proud to be of service.
I would pay for that footage. Okay, tell me what building you
pay for that footage, and no, I would not.
Slide them a little 20.
Yeah, oh my god, that same trip, I was at the hotel bar. So what I did every day of that trip, I would get home from... dinner with the team. I'd let it settle for a minute, watch some TV in my room. Then I went down to the gym. I did like an hour workout. And then I would just immediately straight from the gym in my gym clothes all sweaty, go straight to the bar. So I was sitting at the bar. There was this other couple there. And I was alone. Well, first of all, these stupid, like, graduated frat bros walked by and was like, oh, another lonely blonde girl at the bar. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm traveling for business. Like, what makes you think I'm lonely? I mean, I am, but who are you to judge that? And then this waitress bartender comes by, like, not the usual one, this other one. And she comes by, and she turns around and walks away, and her hair was in this ponytail, but it looked like... You know when you have a messy bun in and you sleep in it for 3 days and then you undo it and then you just put it up in a hair tie and it looks like a poodle exploded with mats and dreads?
Oh, yes.
It looked like that. And so I made this face not knowing that I made this face as she walked by, like, oh my god, like horrified, like, ooh, judging you. And this girl that was at the bar started cracking up and was like, I was thinking the same
thing. Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, guess I can't hide my facial expressions because I didn't even realize I made one, but
no, you can't. I've been that girl before, so oof.
but you weren't bartending at your place of business.
True. Sometimes you just can't muster the courage to brush through, you know? Just gotta let it go. I'm trying to think of something else that happened. Well, I got invited to play D&D a little bit ago. And I was like, this can be fun, you know, but I had a fucking blast. I'm a diehard D&D now. Not like I'm playing, but like, I stand for D&D.
For the listeners who don't know, will you please define D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons. And Dragons.
Yep.
And it was so...
Maggie is a loser. Please mock her if you see her on the street.
Someone that I was playing with, so they like went around and had you describe your character or their background for the new people that were playing. And one of the guys next to me, he's describing his character in such deep depth. I'm like, wow, he's really, really got it down, Blake.
Oh.
He's really got his character down. And I look over on his computer and he's just looking at a picture of Alex Trebek and describing it. And I started crying. I was laughing so hard. And I don't think anyone else like thought it was as funny as I did, but I was in tears.
Do you have the same character every game? Like if you're a diehard player?
Yeah, you create a character. Yeah, and you just play that character. Well, one of my friends recommended a book to me. And she's like, this book is amazing. It changed my life. Changed my perspective. And I was like, okay, sick. So I went out and bought the book. Started reading it. It's a very interesting book. It's basically about us coming to consciousness in the world and just how our consciousness is elevating, I guess to say. But it gave a brief history lesson of how the world is, how it's become how it is, and it involves lizard people coming to the earth and spreading consciousness, and they say that in every single culture, there's all of these texts of
text messages, like SMS? Will someone text me the meaning of the world, please? What's the meaning of life?
I'll talk to the lizard man, and maybe he'll send you a message. You know, but I was just like...
sounding creepily, like Lamish. Oh, the creator of Lamish, this is a big deal, you guys. The creator of Lamish said he would come on the podcast with his dad.
Stand by, everyone. You're about to be fucking converted. Don't want to brag or anything.
Lamish is the best. It has flying Eunice snails as its mascot. And if you don't know what that is, that's fine. Use your imagination. Send us some drawings of what you think it is. Soon, we will come back to this. Anyway, Maggie, go back to the lizard people. They aren't flying Eunice snails.
But... no. They'll do, I guess.
Yeah, for now.
So, and then there's also fish people. They're half... half fish, half man, and they came out of the ocean.
So mermen.
No, mermen. No, Samantha, they have fish heads, not fish tails.
So they're just fish heads with human legs?
Yes.
Stop it.
And there's ancient texts all around the world, apparently, of these people.
I am
and
choking.
They'll come back, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
But I'm going to have nightmares for the rest of my life.
Yeah. This changed like, my friend's life.
All I can see is just like a big trout head on two human legs. Ooh, where did its tail... how does it connect?
I don't... maybe it just fades in to... I don't know. I'm not done with the book yet.
At least with those fish people, there's no question... because like with mermaids, there's the giant question of how do they have sex?
It just ejects when it happens. You know, like
what?
A...
huh? What?
It probably just comes out when they're feeling swimming.
Okay, but the mer people.
That's what I'm talking about.
So does her fucking tail just open?
Well, not that big. You think her vagina's that big?
Okay, no, but that's It's a tale as old as time, okay?
Pun intended, because mermaid.
Tales. No one knows how the merpeople had sex, but with these troutlets...
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about that.
No. All human down there, all fish up here.
But I bet they're not very good at swimming. Unless they're all like Ryan Lochte feet with the giant feet and the webs.
Ryan Lochte has webbed feet?
Not Ryan Lochte. Who's the one? Michael Phelps. He has webbed feet.
Are you serious?
I think so. Did I make that up?
I kind of feel like you do.
No, he has giant feet, though. I do know that.
Okay. You know what giant feet mean? Giant webs.
Big toes.
True. Well, Samantha, our little adventure.
Yes. So, I celebrated my 21st year in Vegas this year.
Tender child she is.
Mm-hmm. Just a baby. It's me.
It's me. Yes, we celebrated her birthday. She flew down there on Wednesday. I drove down there on a Thursday. And we met up.
How dare you say it was just a Thursday?
It was not just a Thursday. It was not any Thursday.
It was the second coming of Christ, a.k.a. my birthday, my 21st birthday.
Before Jesus, there was Samantha.
Yep.
But she's only 21, so maybe not that old. Drove down there. We had a blast. So that Thursday, I was obviously tired when I got there, but we rallied.
We rallied hard.
We rallied. And...
Well, first of all, Maggie gets up to the room.
Yes.
And we're like, okay, let's go out. We're with my parents. My parents are hammered. I'm...
That's amazing.
Pretty drunk, but not as drunk as my parents. Maggie can't find her fucking wallet. And so we're like, let's go back down to the car to see if we can find it. So we do.
Oh my God.
Don't remember if you found it.
I did find it.
But eventually. Then we're walking back to the hotel. And I tripped.
She did not. She fucking slammed. No, in none of the other parking stalls, there was no cement barrier. But this one was the only one in the entire lot. And she found it.
I'm looking over at Maggie talking and walking really fast because I'm anxious to get my party started. And I'm walking and I just fell so hard over it. Landed right on my left arm as hard as possible. It still hurts.
She was bleeding from her hand.
Just a little. That's like, not gonna...
Literally that night, her elbow, like, right above her elbow just started swelling up and bruising. So you know she done fucked something up in there. But she's like, bitch, it's my fucking birthday.
So I don't give a shit. More.
That day, like, literally all I ate was, like, Cheez-Its, a meat stick.
A meat stick.
From the fucking gas station. And, like, probably candy or something.
I don't even know if I ate that day. I think I had a granola bar.
But so we went out. We had fun.
We won some money at the Dolly Parton machine.
Dolly did us good. She done did us good. Mm-hmm. Samantha killed it on a 007 machine.
The night before, mm-hmm. with my dad.
Yep.
We won like $80, and it was just a penny machine.
That's all we were going for was the penny machines, because
we're cheap bitches.
Yeah, we're like, whoa, you know, we could get a high yield off this penny, who knows?
And we're walking through, partying with my parents. We finally set the old people loose. We were like,
go ahead.
Go enjoy Vegas.
And they wanted to go dancing.
So, well, my mom wanted to go dancing. Mini Kris Jenner wanted to go dancing. Doug was just drunk and along
for
the ride.
He was like, sure.
And so they went dancing. Mm-hmm. We were staying at the Hilton vacation resort or whatever the fuck it's called. It's attached to Planet Hollywood by way of a mall. And we pretty much stayed at Planet Hollywood the whole time and just ran around like drunk idiots. We went up to Koi, which is at the top floor of Planet Hollywood. And Maggie, why don't you tell them what I was saying?
So, Miss Samantha, she was having a fun birthday, drinking, enjoying, and we're at the bar. There's no one in Koi. We're like, when the fuck does this get popping? It's probably like let's be honest, it's probably like 9 o'clock. So why the hell would we think it's popping? We're like, nightclub, 9 o'clock, be there, be square.
But we got like wristbands still to get us in for free and get us one free drink. So we're like, we have to go now. I think it was probably earlier than then. I think it was like 8:30.
I think so too. And we're sitting at the bar. We're talking to the bartender. There's absolutely not one soul in that place. And Samantha, she wanted to get to the top floor. But keep in mind, we were already on the top floor. And she just kept saying, so how do we get to the top floor? And the bartender's like, yeah, you're on the top floor. 5 minutes later. So where's the top floor of this place? Like, I want to get on the top floor. It's my birthday. I want to be on the top floor. It's my birthday. And he's like, yes, honey, we're on the top floor.
And I go, no, the top floor. I'm a mess.
The top.
Like Stassi Schroeder mixed with Grandma Vibe mixed with a drunk Kathy Cobes. That is me in this moment.
It was it was a fine night. So we got to the top floor, so you did accomplish that. Went down to the casino, we were enjoying, and much like us old ladies do, we were in bed by 11 o'clock. We were in bed.
It was 11 o'clock. We were in bed, like, dead asleep. Yeah. My dad, the next morning, was like, oh, so you guys are awake. Because we woke up, like, an hour before my parents. And we were like, yeah, where have you guys been? He's like, well, we didn't go to sleep at 11. We're in Vegas.
They literally went to sleep later than us. They, like, they got home at 3. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, I came home and I was like, those girls better not be in bed. And he like, yep, we were dead asleep.
And he said that he tried to like wake us up for one more nightcap and we were just snoring and like dead asleep.
And fun fact, every time that we've slept in the same bed, we've woken up spooning.
But, and my dad thought that was so weird when we said that the next morning. He's like, well, I've slept in the same room as, like, Mark and Randy and stuff. And I was like, yeah, but you've never slept in the same bed as them. And we didn't just go to sleep. We were like, okay, we're like,
let's cuddle. I do appreciate you being the big spoon, though. Sometimes that's nice. It's like a give and take.
That's what all my ex-boyfriends have said.
Oh, yes. So we woke up that morning feeling ready to go.
We were fit as a fiddle, except for I couldn't move my arm.
Yeah, her arm was fucked.
I made Maggie put in my clip-in weave.
She couldn't do it. It was so sad.
I couldn't even brush my hair, and I was trying to do my makeup, whereas I was just, like, holding my hand out here with the brush on it and just, like, pushing and, like, my face,
putting the face into the brush.
Just like, okay, this will work. This will work.
So, our goal for the night, we're making up for last night. We're going clubbing. Neither of us had ever been to a club before.
I've been to a club before.
Oh, okay. Well, at the time you told me that. Maybe in Las Vegas is maybe what you're saying.
No, I've been to a club in Las Vegas.
Okay. You were just trying to make me feel better. She's like, okay, well, I'll just say I've never been to a club either. Okay. So I had never been to a club. I just found out. Just me. So we're finding all the club promoters on the streets, and Miss Samantha had an in. Someone that she knows knew a club promoter. Mm-hmm. And we're just going around collecting club promoters, trying to get the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
And we come across this kind soul named Malik. Well, I thought he was a kind soul. So he was just staring at Samantha deep in her eyes, and he's like, girl, he's like, I can't even look at you. Your eyes, they're so blue.
And then, but Maggie's eyes are so much more blue than mine. Mine are like a solid blue-green mix. Like, they're pretty, whatever. They're like, they have a yellow ring in them, whatever. But Maggie's eyes are pure blue, okay? And this guy's like, your eyes, they're just so blue. And I'm like,
yeah, you have blue eyes too, but he's like, but you, your eyes, they're so blue. He's like, and look at your teeth. They're so white. He's just like, oh, man, girl, I can't even look at you.
They're blinding. They're blinding.
And he looks at me and he's like, why is your hair so wild? And I'm just like, don't fucking know. I did my best. I was thinking I looked good.
So we, long story short, we met up with, like, all these different club promoters, blah, blah, blah. We go to all these different clubs. So two of the other clubs. I think Maggie, like, no offense to you, but I think that you are living in, like, this cotton candy land where you just think everyone is super nice and friendly all the time. We walk in, and we walk in together. I can't even blame my resting bitch face, because we walk into each club laughing, smiling, having fun. Just four guys in each place just surround Maggie, and they're like, hey, girl, come dance with us. Hey, girl, come dance with us. And I'm just like, it's my birthday, like, in the background, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I look hot, my hair looks good, I'm smiling, and Maggie's just like, okay, yeah, not realizing that all these hot men are hitting on her. And then we get to, I was like, we have to, like, we, it's the third club, I'm getting annoyed.
No, we were fucking sweating, and we're like, okay, it's getting too hot in here.
And I was so annoyed, because I was like, this bitch has no clue what the fuck is happening.
It's you don't hard. Either, though? Okay. Because there are so many times that there are dudes, like, trying to, like, there was this dude trying to dance with her. She didn't even notice. There's, like, people trying to talk to her, like, no, they're not hitting on me.
They weren't talking to me. Or the,
well, one guy was trying to, he wasn't talking. He was talking with his body.
Yeah, but did you look at that guy? He looked like Turtle from Entourage. Okay.
It was dark in there. Yeah, but we're not club people. That's what we
are not club people. No.
That's what we figured out.
Unless I'm with Nene Leakes, I am not a club person. But then we leave, and I'm telling Maggie, I'm like, Maggie, all those guys were hitting on you. She's like, no, they weren't. What are you talking about? No, they weren't. And I was like, Maggie, the world isn't made of, like, gumdrops and star shines. Like,
but it should be.
If you can't take my sparkle, get off my rainbow.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, people aren't just this nice, they were all hitting on you. And you knew all the, like, badass rap songs, and I'm just there, like, Mindy Kaling, like, when's T Swift coming on? Like, yeah. Huh.
But the thing is, like, I dance like a dude. I'm like making a stank face, like.
Okay, that is not true, because I've seen you dance. That is not true.
Oh, well, I feel like it, but anyway.
We get to this bar. I'm having a mild pity party. Okay, not mild. A very extra big pity party, because I felt like no one was hitting on me, and it was my birthday, and I also wanted to have, like, you know, the full bottle service and, like, whatever without paying for it.
We did not get it.
And we didn't get it. And so I'm just like, whatever, get over it. And so I make Maggie take, like, four shots with me, and then this guy sits down.
By the way, by four shots, she means
two.
And also, I declined the second one.
I don't exaggerate ever, you guys, so I don't know what she's talking about. But this guy sits down, and he was pretty cute.
Yeah, he was super cute.
And he was super friendly and not creepy. He wasn't hitting on either of us, but he was being very friendly to both of us.
Yeah.
In, like, a normal way.
And you were sitting next to him, so,
you know. And there was, like, a good convo flowing. Yeah. Long story short. Did he buy? I think he paid for that whole tab.
Yeah, he did.
Because it's not on my thing. And that was a very expensive tab, because I ordered, like, 17 things. Because I was like, whatever, just put it on the Amex. As if I don't have to pay that bill. I do. And he was like, I'm here for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
We should go up to my friend's suite, because that's where all the party's happening.
Yeah, he was like, there's a huge party going on. He's like, right above us, too, there's a giant-ass party. Yeah, we left that hotel and went over to MGM.
And so, we had been talking to him for at least an hour.
He was not creepy at all.
No, he wasn't. He was great. And so we were like, yeah, okay, let's go. We went up. Oh my god, what floor was it?
I've never ridden in an elevator for so long.
It was like a private elevator too, that only went up to like those top five floors.
We were on the 25th, I think. 25th or 24th.
This suite, you guys, it was more gorgeous than my house, any apartment that I've ever been in. It was bigger than my house, because it was 3,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. It had a spiral
staircase. Like, all crystal.
Overlooking the entirety of Vegas.
Huge-ass balcony.
It was insane, honestly. And So the bachelor is dead asleep. He obviously had a way fun night.
Yeah.
So there's no party popping like we thought. There were like 5 guys in there. They were all super fucking cool.
They were so cool.
They're from San Francisco. The bachelor is the son of the San Francisco Giants
owner.
So I'm like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here.
I should have made that dude go to the chapel and marry me.
Even though he's, like, dead. You're no, like, not, wheel him out.
Not that one. Okay. The guy that I was with.
So, yeah, we hung out with them, and gosh, we had such a fun night. And, like,
oh, God, yeah.
So she's chilling with that dude, like, out. We're out on the balcony, and I'm chilling with his 2 other friends, and, like, I made such a homie with his friend, George.
I fucking loved George!
George was so nice. He was like, do you need a blanket? Do you guys need anything?
I told him I did not need a blanket, and then he brought me a blanket and tucked me into the blanket. I was like, oh, you're so sweet.
Got her water, like, yeah, it was like, the full service that we wanted, we got.
Yeah.
Just in a different way.
Primo.
And
not in that way, that it just oh my God. Like Maggie was inferring.
So, yeah, me and George were just, his other tight. Friend, yeah, we were tight, we're dancing to rap music. His friend's like, I don't know what this shit is, but you guys seem like you're really, really homies now. So that was pretty cool. That was an enjoyable night. So yes. We ended up getting back at 5 a.m.
And we left that hotel. First of all, the beginning of that night was it was super fun, but it was also a nightmare because mm-hmm. we were staying at this resort. We had to switch resorts. We were staying at this resort that was, like, super far away. We had to take this shuttle bus. The shuttle bus was full of a bunch of fun haters that did not enjoy us singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which I don't understand how you could not enjoy that because it was great. They should have just gone along with it.
We're going festive spirit.
We get off of the shuttle bus at the Mirage.
The Mirage.
And we're having fun, and then we walk into the front doors, and we see 100,000 fucking high school cheerleaders. It was like Bring It On, but way less fun. And I wanted to kill all of them. And so we immediately had to stop at this, like, little gift shop in the hotel, because I needed alcohol if I was going to survive walking through masses of cheerleaders.
But not only cheerleaders.
Cowboys, because the rodeo was in town, y'all.
Literally, I've never seen so many cowboys in one place. I wanted to die.
You know what my dad said when we got there on Wednesday? He was like, I like when the rodeo's in town because it makes me feel a lot more high class than I usually
Very true. Yes. Very true. There were a lot of cowboy boots.
Ew. And hats.
Probably Trump supporters.
And big belt buckles.
Ugh. Yikes. Don't like it. Not one bit.
Yes. So we get back to our hotel. Well, first of all, we left the MGM at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We left while people with their children were leaving.
To get on a plane.
To go to the airport. And they all stared at us because I was literally wearing jeans that are sparkly. Lingerie. Like my top was just fully lingerie. And a very sparkly silver yes. blazer. And Maggie's wearing a little crop top and like a little sweater thing over it and black jeans. And so we looked hoey AF.
Very early in the morning. It was
30-second walk of shame. Yeah. So it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't horrible, but.
Yeah, it was rough. And we just crashed. I don't even think
literally crashed.
I did not take off my clothes.
Yes.
I did put on my pajamas.
You did do good.
But I did not wash my face.
Yeah, who the fuck washes their face at 5 in the morning?
And I did not brush my teeth.
Grimy AF. And mind you, can I just preface this next part that I literally started drinking water at about 12:30. So let's just preface this next part.
I actually did drink water too.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. When we got to that place, I had one drink.
Mm-hmm. And then just water.
But I did drink that extra shot of Jaeger that you declined.
Yes, because Jaeger's fucking gross.
And I love it. I would...
Deer's blood!
Ew. No, it tastes like black licorice and cough syrup at the same time.
That's horrifying! No, that's the worst flavors I could ever think of. So throw good. Cyanide in there and... sure. So the next morning, we wake up. We are dead.
No, I am dead. Maggie was pretty dead, but I was next level dead.
But I was like at a level of dead that I was like, okay, I need to fucking fix this shit before it goes downhill.
And I was, so Maggie takes this bath and I'm laying in bed and I'm just making sounds that a dying deer in the forest probably makes when it gets crushed by a tree. Like, ugh, no.
It was,
like, just like awful. And I just start crying for no reason. And then I'm like, I need something in my stomach. Like, I need food.
And she's just like, pineapple. That's like all she could think. Pineapple. And I'm like, you're right. I was like, I need somewhere healthy. I need to feel healthy. I need to fix this.
So Maggie, and she's like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get us Whole Foods. And I was like, no way. Come here. I need your help. She's like, what? And I found this package of peanuts that I got on the plane ride to Vegas.
She could not open the peanuts.
I couldn't open. I was like, I can't open these. I think I literally was having a panic attack. And I thought I was crying. And my arm hurt so bad. And I was like, will you please open these peanuts for me? And so she was like, yeah. And so I think she's good. And I'm like, thank you so much. And then she leaves to go to Whole Foods. And I'm just, like, shoving these, it's like, literally a miracle I didn't choke on a peanut. Because I just was laying in bed on my back, just, like, pouring them into my mouth.
You probably got like, so much peanuts in the bed. So many nuts in the bed. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Luckily, the hotel had this shower that was also a steam room.
Oh my God.
And so I just, the whole time Maggie was gone, I just sat in this, like, I didn't sit, first of all, because I couldn't stand. So I rolled myself out of the bed, like a more coordinated, like, infant, and crawled on my hands and knees to the shower.
This is so sad.
There was a bench in the shower. I pulled myself onto the bench and I was like, okay, I got naked in the shower, threw my clothes out of the door, turned the shower on. It was really cold at first. That was a shock to the system. Turned the steamer on. I just let the steamer go, and I sat there, like, literally, hands, or, like, my elbows were on my knees, head in my hands, like, dying. And I was like, just sweat it out. That's what Kathy Cobbs says to do. Just sweat it all out.
She did. She gave us that
too. Sweat out all the alcohol. And then I would get too hot, so I'd turn the water on cold and just be like, ah! And then just let it, like, rinse over me, and then I'd turn it off and get really hot again. And I just did it, like, 15 times until Maggie got back. And then I heard Maggie come back, and I go, did you get me pineapple?
I was like, yes, I secured the pineapple.
And then I, like, put on my pajamas, and I looked like a fucking zombie. I might as well have been picking my feet up with my hands to walk over to the table to get.
She practically crawled again to the table.
And then I ate like a full pineapple and 100 strawberries.
I killed it at the Whole Foods. I got some good shit. And so I went to the counter. I was like, we need bread or something. We need like something. So I went and ordered us Italian sandwiches. And she's like, do you want these heated up? Yes, I do.
Obviously.
So I'm standing there waiting, and they had just taken a bunch of rotisserie chickens out of the oven, and they had them in the containers there, and the containers were just, like, sweating on the inside, and immediately my stomach was like, no. Like, oh, these sweating chickens got me. And I ran to the Whole Foods bathroom, and I threw up in the fucking Whole Foods bathroom. So if that tells you anything about the morning.
I actually didn't throw up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't know how.
And I don't know how I did, because again, I stopped drinking. And again, don't drink because a lot.
For the first time in your life, that Friday, you got drunk. We did so good on Friday. But I think the Friday carried over to the Saturday. And then we were like, we're dying. We're dying. And we were meant to stay until Sunday, okay? Yeah. But keep in mind, we were the walking dead.
And also, I just started getting sick. I'm like, sound like shit. I'm like, congested. I'm like, coughing. And so we're like, we need to get the fuck out of Vegas.
But before we did, I was like, no. My parents requested that we stop at Costco to refuel the booze cabinets. So we have to stop at Costco. Going to Costco in itself is horrible. Going to Costco hungover is even worse. Going to Costco hungover, looking how I looked, I literally hadn't washed my hair in probably 2 days. It was a mat on my head. I think half of my clip-in extensions were still in. I wasn't wearing makeup. I was probably still wearing makeup from the night before. I looked horrible, okay? So going into Costco and we park and I was like, oh, it doesn't even look that busy. Like, we got a front row parking spot, like, perfect. I was like, I might even get a hot dog. This is going to be a great experience. We go. I get all the alcohol that I want. My parents wanted a couple things. So
and I'm like, I can't even fucking look at this shit right now.
I know. Maggie's like dying. I was like, do you want anything? She's like, no. But I'm in mission mode. I'm like, we're getting all this shit and we're going as fast as we can. My parents asked for something that doesn't fucking exist.
He was convinced.
Then he was like, send me a picture. Send me a video of everything they have. So I have to take 100 years. Maggie is just over by the cart, like, dying a little bit. So I was like, okay. So I was just like, you know what, Dad? They don't have it. I'm buying you the next best thing. Good luck. Have fun. Enjoy. I bought my, like, 6 bottles of, like, 4-liter.
Huge.
They're huge. They're, like, 100 liters of alcohol per bottle. 6 of them. For $120, so I was like, hashtag score. And then Maggie's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know. You probably threw up again. I don't know.
No, I actually just whizzed.
But I was standing there, and I was like, I'm so hungover. My heart is already beating so fast. I'm going to have a panic attack. There's so many people around me. There's so many screaming children. I'm going to die. And so Maggie comes out, and I was like, hot dog. So Maggie runs up. I think you butted, like, 48 people.
I did. I was like, I do not care. You have no idea what we've been through. You don't know what we go through at night. We need this hot dog ASAP.
So we get the hot dogs.
Give it to us cold. I don't care.
I got so judged by Maggie because I told her I don't like ketchup.
Who doesn't like ketchup? Who? Okay, but no, you also don't like a plethora of things that are incredible.
Name one other thing.
I can't onions. Think of it now.
I don't like onions.
Okay, yeah, onions. That was another conversation that we had because I was born onions on my thing and she's like, ugh. She's like, where'd you get those? I'm like, I don't know. I just have a bag of onions laying around. What do you think, Samantha? I got it from the onion grinder right there. I think I'm like Shrek just carrying onions around.
He doesn't carry onions around. He's got like layers. An onion.
Oh, okay. Well.
Get it right.
Okay. I should have said like on holes, because the onions, they ate the onions. God damn it. We made it out of the Costco.
We did.
And her dad was like, you guys have to cover all the alcohol up and all this stuff. Because he thought we were going to like get pulled over. And they were going to be like, let me check your trunk for alcohol. You guys reek.
Which we probably did, because we're driving. And literally no less than 30 minutes into the drive, I was like, I'm going to die. And I pulled out this little flask of vodka and poured it into the rest of my Coke from the Costco.
Yeah, and I'm like looking at her like, ugh. I'm like getting the willies. Like, whoa, I can't even look at that. Like, what the hell?
I was like, I think I'm having withdrawals.
That almost seeing you pour that into the cup almost was as bad as the sweating chicken. Like, literally, I almost pulled a Woody Jones and fucking threw up out of the car 20 times.
But I was like, I need this. I need this to sustain life.
And then we jammed to Ariana Grande the whole entire way home and died.
That bitch.
Yeah, she got us through. Ariana, you're a real one. God is a woman. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you. Pray to you. See you next year.
And we're still alive, I think. Is this real? Is this podcast just going up into the demons below?
We are the demons below. That's what I'm realizing.
Okay. So that is our Las Vegas trip. My 21st birthday celebration.
Successful, I would say.
Yes.
100%.
So, Can I talk about my Christmas poem?
Please do.
So, many of you don't know this, but my dad writes a Christmas poem every single year. Can I read
it? It's amazing.
Can I read it to the masses? So,
Hobson farted again.
He's had a rough day. He has to listen to this.
That's so true. We have him, like, chained to us, like, you have to say
Do not
click. Poor guy.
So my dad writes a Christmas poem every single year to send to the friends and family of the Cobes family. Mm-hmm. And this year's was pretty good. Okay?
It was really good.
It goes, just sitting on the couch watching TV when Matt, that's my brother, hashtag shout out Matt Cobes.
Hey, buddy.
When Matt walks up and says, seriously? It's the 16th of December and we haven't put up the tree and you haven't done your letter yet. Are you kidding me? So it got me thinking I better change my mood fast, get into the spirit, and get off my ass. Sorry, but it's been one of those years that went by too fast, and I've had to adjust to change, which can kiss my ass. Oh, sorry, habit. The biggest change is that we're empty nesters now. It was great when we were young, but I think I've forgotten how. I'm sure we'll figure it out and start having the time of our life. It'll be easier for Kathy, I'm sure, you know, being my wife. But of course, the reason for the big change is Matt left for college. Benedictine in Kansas is going to try to increase his knowledge. He's going into engineering while also part of the football team. Just a red shirt this year, but next season he can follow his dream.
Oh.
Playing college and going to class will be the time of his life, but is sure going to kick his ass. Ooh, sorry again. Sammy is doing great, enjoying her life and her job at They made her project leader working on the website for She continues to work on her house and is always thinking of new projects to do along with her podcast, Socially Drinking. Along with Maggie, you made
The fucking card.
Along with Maggie, they discuss friends, family, and of course, reality stars. But what they say and do on the podcast is what we used to do in bars. But times keep changing, and we all know what I think of change. I can't say without cussing, and everything else just sounds strange. So I'll let it up to your imagination what exactly I think, and I'll change the subject and go make me a drink. Yeah. Now that I'm better, I should close out this letter and get it in the mail, because it's not going to get any better. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I really love change. Not. There may be a tear in my beer.
I love your parents, so I have got to say.
I decided this year.
Her 21st year.
My 21st year. I should write my own Christmas letter.
Yes.
Which, on my Instagram fucking post.
Funny.
I wrote December 2019.
I didn't even notice that.
No one did. So I'll read you mine. Be ready, because this is a masterpiece.
Here we go.
Now that I've grown, I've decided it's time for a Christmas poem of my very own. I'm 27 now. 21. And I'm floored. But after a few vodka sodas, I still feel like I'm 24. So here I am, making rhymes to make my family proud. I'm a self-proclaimed comedian. And I'm telling you loud and proud. I co-host a podcast, Socially Drinking. It's what I do, it's who I am. So offer me a drink. It's not a scam. 2018 was a year of me. Perpetually single, but carefree. Actually, no, that's a lie. I rang in 2018 with a snore. Ended up hating him. For too many reasons to account for. Broke up with him over the phone so I didn't have to see him cry. Sorry, boy, but bye. One of my exes got fat, and I really enjoyed that. I'm petty and I'll stay that way. Be ready, and just remember that fact. 2019 will likely be the same, making dark jokes every day. I think they're really funny, but my dad thinks they're just okay. My parents are the greatest, married 30 years. They take me on vacations. That always include beers. When asked how he makes it work, my dad proclaimed, "I work and I don't have to be home." And at that moment, I think my mom wanted to throw her phone. But they're together this year and will be the next. They love each other this and always will. They're simply the best. Unlike me and my past attempts, they won't be saying, "Thank you, next." My brother plays football at a school in Kansas, in a town that left me saying, "Ugh," as if. He's gained a few pounds in the months that have passed. He claims it's all muscle, but he came back with a Kim K-sized ass. I'm proud of my little bro. We used to hate each other, but now we're closer than the Progressive commercials and Flo. 2019 will be a year of me, yet again. Pull the lever. I'm a selfish bitch. Don't you remember? So squeeze the last bits of 2018. Bring in the new year with a pop. Like I do with my boxed wine, you have to savor every last drop. This is getting long, so I'll say my final adieu. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I'll sign off and try to adjust my attitude.
Sorry, Hobson.
That's
so classic. Yeah, you have to say what your relative commented.
After I wrote that, one of my mom's cousins told me to not quit my day job.
With the eye roll emoji, by the way. So she hated it.
And I blocked her. And then I realized that one of my really close friends is still friends with the ex that I broke up with over the phone. And so I posted this Instagram apology like, "Ooh, sorry. Thanks. Didn't mean anything by it. It's just humor.
It's just a joke."
And she
just rhymes.
I just wanted it to be like a general blanket statement because you don't know if I'm talking about the one who I broke up with over the phone or the one who got fat. Like, whatever. I didn't have a lot of nice things to say about any of them. And the one that's still friends with the one I broke up with over the phone messaged me directly and was like, "No, you're all good. LOL.
Ooh, awkward." You're like, "Ooh." Well, she definitely showed it to him.
But, yeah, he's definitely seen it. So.
I'm sure he didn't like it just as much as your mom's cousin didn't.
Maybe a little less.
Maybe it's him. You think it's your mom's cousin, but it's him.
Ooh, catfish. I have a new story for you.
Oh my god, you guys. It's been a year. And it's gone by so fast.
It has.
I hope this next one lasts. Alright, guys. Well, shall we sign?
Ooh, that was cute. Okay, guys. Well,
it's been real.
Thank you.
It's been too real.
Listening to us for this long. If you have not, then you should. Yeah. And if you have, tell all your friends.
Your friends, your family, your dogs, your cats, your uncles, your aunts. Tell them all. Spread the word. Spread it wide. Spread it good.
Yeah.
You can find me I had to say hi on Instagram. Follow me. Comment shit. Make people think I'm cool. Please.
Yes. Subscribe and rate us 5 stars if you loved it. Yes. If you didn't love it, then fuck off and never listen again. You can find me, Samantha Cobes, at Samantha Cobes on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want. And you can find the podcast, Socially Drinking, at Socially Drinking on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. It is Socially Drink. So enjoy, tweet us, write us, Instagram us, hate us, love us. Just send us anything. We love you.
Love you guys.